Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
The Falcons report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
Well, they said change gonna come, and it's happening with our Falcons. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We hope you're having a great day. Look, we have to turn the page, and we're going
to
do this
I'm
tomorrow.
Not ready to turn the page.
I know. We're going to do it tomorrow, though, because we'll be up at Flowery Branch. Mm-hmm. Mike and I will get a chance to talk to Coach. We'll have our player segment as well. But right now, coming off of yesterday and how maddening it was to watch what we watched on Sunday, there are changes going on. So, Mike, let's just kind of go down the list of things that have transpired here. First and foremost, the OC is moving from the booth up top down to the field. We now know, and you'll hear Dave Archer talk about Michael Penix coming up here in less than 10 minutes in regard to the things he's trying to assess and process to get our team and the offense moving. It's not just all on Penix. There's a lot at that's going on. We'll get to it. First and foremost, OC's moving. Okay, that's good. And I like that. Communication is great. All right, that's going to be better. Then we find out that yesterday evening, the firing of Ike Hilliard, the passing game coordinator for the Falcons, TJ Yates is going to take on that responsibility. He's in the building already. But part of this is, and a lot of people have been saying, this is part of the fact that our wide receivers and our tight ends have not caught a touchdown in three games. What's going on? We need to change that. Okay, somebody's got to pay the price. That's the situation. And you feel like that is a scapegoat
move. Yeah, I mean, when I first heard it, you'll hear Arch kind of break it down. There's a lot of blame. Who's to blame? There's a lot of blame to go around. Penix is not seeing the receivers when they are doing their jobs. How often are the receivers actually doing their jobs, running the right routes, and getting open? How often is the offensive coordinator getting the plays in a timely fashion? So the quarterback can then evaluate what he's supposed to try and do. And it's just his sixth start in this case, and it turns out to be his worst game as a pro. Now, some of these things are beyond Zach Robinson or Ike Hilliard's control when Michael Penix Jr. is standing flat-footed and just delivering terrible passes, you know, and trying to get his guys killed in the flat when he's getting the ball coming out way late. But the things that we've talked about, what's going on when teams are going with a too high safety? They're trying to take away some of the things we're trying to do. It's not impossible. That's the first team crawl in the history of football to use too high safeties. But in the case of Penix Jr., why are we not executing? Why isn't Pitts more involved? Why are we showing more imagination? So my first reaction as a Falcon fan was, well, this is akin to the Braves firing a third base coach. It's window dressing. It's trying to send a message to Arthur Blank. Well, we're not messing around. There's a sense of urgency here. Now, if Ike Hilliard is asleep at the wheel, as I said to you earlier, and he's really not got his guys doing the job, I guess he's got to go. But what the heck happened last year when we had nearly 2,000-yard receivers? He wasn't a problem then. So to me, it smacks a little bit of window dressing, a little bit of a scapegoat, but we'll ask Coach a little bit more about it tomorrow.
Now, I said earlier, and I will repeat this. This is where I will defend Ra. Now, I don't know if it works. We got to wait to see. But he's not waiting to change things. And last year, Many of you, including Mike, were saying we got to make quarterback change. We got to make quarterback change. They waited too long. This year, think about what's already happened. Now, again, don't know if this is good or bad. If we go to the playoffs, this will all be so in the past, we won't even care. But if we don't, then we're going to wonder about some of these things and what was transpiring inside the building and who knew and why didn't we do things sooner. He's not waiting around. I commend him for this. Mike, we get to the first game of the season. Koo, who had been wobbling all last year, he's gone. And by the way, they signed a kicker to the practice squad, Ben Sauls, today. Mm-hmm. He was on the Pittsburgh Steelers during the preseason. Doesn't make the team because Chris Boswell is a really good kicker. But he was the guy they brought in for competition. Made a bunch of field goals in the preseason. He is now on the practice squad for the Falcons. But Ra is not waiting to say, you know what, this will get better. The kicking situation, they changed. Okay, guy, I went 0 for 2 last week. We're going to bring in another kicker. This offense is dysfunctional right now. I'm not going to wait, Mike, to say this will get better. If they feel like, and obviously they did, that Ike Hilwer was part of the conversation or the reason why this is not being successful, and we don't have any touchdowns from our wide receivers, I'm not going to wait. That's where I will defend him. But I don't know if it works. That's my thing. This is fine. I'm glad you're making moves, but I don't know if it works.
Right. I mean, we've been on the impression that Mooney's been dealing with a shoulder injury. Is Mooney able to do the things you're asking him to do? You know, I mean, Casey Washington was a nice alternative. He's been in the concussion. Was it 2 weeks of the concussion protocol?
Yes.
Either way, he's been out.
Yes.
Drake London and Penix had this unbelievable chemistry. We talked about it all, you know, summer camp and preseason. And now that doesn't exist. I think Pitts has been open. You'll hear what Arch has to say because he would agree. He's not seeing Pitts when he's open. So what's and the verbiage and the language of the playbook, it's just a lot of stuff going on. I don't want to belabor the point because I know I talked about it last week and the week before. This is more about the front office screwing up the kicker thing. You knew you had a problem. Koo was leaking all last season, and you don't bring in real competition. You should have brought in a Ben Sauls this year. You know, he was kicking, as you said, in Pittsburgh. That's the type of guy. Established college kicker with a good rep and have some real competition, not a guy who's kicked in some German league that no one even knows what it is. So here we go again. And as we said, you sort of set the tone in motion for everything that went wrong in one of the worst Falcon losses in the last 10 years when the kicker misses one early. And then, oh boy, you got no confidence for the long one. He can't make that one either. So that's another thing, Carl. A lot of games down this stretch, including this Commanders game, is probably a one possession game.
Oh, no
and
doubt.
Here we go again.
No doubt. 404-726-0929. That's the phone number. 404-726-0929. With all of this happening, feels a little dysfunctional. A little bit. The perception
to me.
The perception outside of Atlanta, right? It may not feel that way completely to you. Maybe you're like, hey, they're just trying to change things. They're trying to fix things. But how people perceive this. I want you to hear Mike Florio talk about these Falcons personnel moves. And this is what he said about it.
Atlanta Falcons are rearranging the deck chairs, it feels like, on the Titanic. It just shows you how quickly things can change for a team. On top of the world. Beat the Vikings, shut them down. Great defense, offense, running game, going passing game. Yeah, but we didn't really need it. It'll be fine. And then they go to Carolina, and they get completely splattered. I mean, if somebody had told me on Friday, hey, the final score of the Panthers-Falcons game is going to be 30-0, I would have written a pretty big check if I were one to wagering that would be the Falcons on the right end of it because the Panthers aren't going to win that game 30-0. No way. No way. So look what happens. Boom. Right away. Zach Robinson, offensive coordinator, moving from the booth down to the sideline. Oh, yeah, that'll fix it. And then Ike Hilliard, receivers coach, he's out. TJ Yates has taken over his duties. It just feels like a reaction. I don't know if it's an overreaction. Maybe the overreaction would have been to just fire Raheem Morris. I don't know how upset Arthur Blank was after that game.
Now, Mike, that's not us. That's a guy that has a national audience who says, hey, this is what it feels like, what's going on in Atlanta. He may be completely off base, but that is what's being said, whether it's fair or unfair. And look, people in the Falcon organization, we know you guys listen. Fair or unfair, that's what people are saying about
right.
this.
I mean, there's just a level of dysfunction. And that's why I said this to Carl to start the show today. Sorry I was off yesterday. But it's like in our own city, we have to defend everything about this organization because we have so many fans who have been burned so many times. So many fans who, like right now, are hitting us up on social media, on the text line. I'm over this team. Here we go again. This is just showing you that Ra was a bad hire. This franchise doesn't know where it's going. The kicking is an example of the franchise, bigger picture. So this, you don't have any trust built up in part of the fan base. And this doesn't help it. I mean, this was a game, of all the games we looked at in that first quarter of the season, I liked certainly our chances to go up there and win against the Panthers. You picked them. and we just lay an absolute egg. Defense was good, not great. I mean, defense didn't get the pressure they needed, but you can't blame the defense when he's throwing pick sixes and setting them up on the 20.
Yeah. This was the thing I least expected. I expect us to at least score some points. Let me put this in perspective. And we talked about this yesterday because like my temperature is now at a 6 or a 5, okay? It was 9 or 10 yesterday, and rightfully so. We didn't get in the red zone. Not once. I didn't expect that, Mike. I didn't expect us not to have an opportunity to at least punch one in and get a touchdown. We didn't even get a chance to talk about, hey, maybe we should go for it on 4th and 6. You know, we're down there. Let's go ahead and try to get one. We didn't even do that. That's how bad this was.
Right. This was, like I said, it's we've seen some really bad beatdowns. This one is up there. And now how do you fix it? Because, you know, as we said, can you streamline the playbook? You'll hear Dave Archer's great breakdown of what's going on, what's not working, what needs to work. But, Coach, this is it. Because Arthur Blank is not going to tolerate this much longer. I will agree with Mike Florio, Carl, from Pro Football Talk with that.
Yeah.
I mean, the next guy getting fired is going to be the head coach.
Well, you only get so many of these kinds of moves, right?
Right. There's only so many assistants you can get.
Well,
and
here's the deal. Listen, there may be some validity to this. We will know Sunday. Seriously, we're going to find out Sunday. Because there's only so many of these moves that you can make. But here's the other side of this. And this is what we're hoping. My no stretch is, are Mike and I sitting here or talking to you guys as we do every day? And thank you for being here, listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show. And telling you we don't want to go to the playoffs. We're not sitting here telling you that we want this team to fail. We're not sitting here and telling you, damn, we don't want Rod to succeed. We need all of that. But when you play the way you played on Sunday, it just diminishes your ability to believe that that's going to actually happen when you can be so good one week and be so bad the next. The best teams in this league, and we're not one of them right now, is consistent. They're consistent. Good teams do not get in the red zone. They do not have opportunities not to score. The things that we're doing and the self-inflicted wounds, that stuff doesn't happen. So we want the best, but, man, it's hard right now when you see what happened on Sunday.
Rookies are going to have games like that. But, I mean, this was so awful on so many levels for Michael Penix. You know, hopefully he just burns the game tape, shakes it off. But, I mean, there's things out there, and Dave Archer will explain to you that, yes, there are people that are getting open. That is happening. It's not like, you know, the Carolina Panthers, I said to Carl, the 4-6 defense with the 85 Bears, and they shut down everything. There is a counterpunch. I don't like Zach Robinson's play calling. I mean, look, we're going to be running out of the pistol. That's just it. So I can't complain anymore about, you know, having.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Them under center and having some play action, but you've got to execute. So streamline the playbook. We can't have timeouts, you know, the way that it shows you, it makes because that makes you look around the NFL like you don't know what you're doing, right, from the play call. So now having the offensive coordinator on the sideline, hopefully better communication, got to get some results because the Commanders are coming in here banged up.
Yeah,
we might not see Jaden Daniels again.
Yeah, this is
Zach. I'm watching.
We are. This is an opportunity to take advantage of a team that we may not see at full strength, certainly without their best quarterback.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.